Doors Open Milwaukee is described as a public celebration of the city's neighborhoods, architecture, and history. Among the behind-the-scenes offerings this Saturday is a tour of A Jewel in the Rough, located within the 30th Street corridor. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz gives us our own sneak peek at Green Tech Station that blends stormwater management with environmental education.
An occasional car cruises North 31st Street, north of Capitol Drive. Across the street, within a metal-linked fence, traffic sounds and the largely paved, vacant, lotted landscape outside almost melts away. Natural plants sway, showing off their colors, and are flanked by several hundred trees. Not long ago, this small parcel was utterly blighted.
So we knew that there were some probably brownfield issues because there was bulk oil storage on the site for a long, long time. So we were concerned about, you know, what we might find out here.
That's Tori Kress with the City of Milwaukee's Redevelopment Authority.
We wrote an EPA brownfield cleanup grant, but we kind of didn't know exactly how we were going to bring it out of the ground. And
that's when partners, starting with the Northwest Side Community Development Corporation, appeared. Community Development Manager Sarah Brigant says their office is just a short walk away.
So we can see the space from our window, and once we saw that the city had foreclosed, we're like, well, what's next for the site? Maybe we can step in as a nonprofit, write some grants to really make this a cool green space.
Brigant says as partners multiplied, their vision evolved.
Now it's an environmental education destination focused around water, around outdoor classroom amenities, so we can have groups visit.
Student interns painted benches with water-themed motifs. They're clustered beneath the pavilion at the heart of the space.
And the other big piece of art is the bottle cap mosaic that's mounted on the fence. So there are about 12,000 bottle caps that were collected and that were screwed onto those 4x4 foot panels and then mounted on the fence.
They spell out the words Green Tech Station. On the infrastructure side of things, the station's bioswales and wetland mimicking system are designed to capture up to 100,000 gallons of stormwater at a time. An underground cistern holds 20,000 gallons that can irrigate plants and trees or can be slowly released to the sewer system. Hydrologist Nick Boyer says his agency, the U.S. Geological Survey, is in on the project too, tracking rainfall as well as contaminants carried by stormwater onto the site.
We're looking at kind of everything, like your standard stuff like phosphorus, sediment, metals, but then we're going to start looking at like PAHs, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, kind of anything we can throw at our urban environment that's out there. We're trying to see, you know, what's coming off into the water and then what the soil is filtering out, basically. So what all these plants and what the soil is doing to remove that.
You can walk down here.
Okay. Yeah.
Tony Parolari teaches civil engineering at Marquette University. He's tapping into another Green Tech Station vision to encourage green infrastructure innovation.
Actually, Joe just planted our plants.
Parolari's talking about one of his students. They've filled white plastic barrels, think a rain barrel without a top, with different combinations of soils.
Half of these barrels have a boiler slag industrial byproduct mixed into them that has been reported to be good at absorbing phosphorus. Yeah, I would say in general we're interested in how can we better design the soils and the vegetation in green infrastructure and bioswales specifically.
To keep pollutants as much as possible out of waterways. Sarah Brigant with the Northwest Side Community Development Corporation thinks the Green Tech Station has, as she puts it, awesome potential, including
career exploration around all of these types of green infrastructure and brownfield redevelopment and reimagining what the 30th Street Corridor can be on some of the parcels that we have that have been left behind from Milwaukee's industrial past. But there are other ways that we could reimagine these sites that serve a 21st century purpose.
Revitalizing, Brigant adds, the land and nature in the process. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.